Hi, I'm Scott Clapson here on KCIW. You are listening to Perspectives in Healthcare, and I am here today with Kari Swoboda and Laura McKean from All Care Health. How are you, ladies?
Great. Thanks for having us here today, Scott.
Yes, thank you very much for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you for coming. So, Kari, would you tell our listeners what you do for All Care Health?
Absolutely. I work with All Care CCO, and I facilitate the community advisory councils and the community health improvement work in Jackson, Josephine, and Curry counties.
Cool. And Laura, what is your position with All Care?
My position with All Care is Oral Health Integration Coordinator, and I make sure that oral health is just as important to our members as their physical health and mental health.
Very cool. Really important work. So for our listeners, maybe that, right, I know both of you and we've all worked together because of the advisory council. Kari, would you explain for our listeners that maybe haven't listened to a previous podcast about that we've done about what the community advisory council's role is with All Care and maybe what the purpose is for that?
Yes. So the community advisory councils were started in 2012 when the CCO model launched around the state. And so part of that was to get community advisory councils set up around our service area to get input from Oregon Health Plan members, other healthcare consumers, and representatives of various agencies and organizations to provide input on how the CCO might improve in the delivery of services.
Oh, cool. And a CCO for our listeners is?
It's a coordinated care organization. We are an insurance, health insurance plan that contracts with providers to deliver healthcare services.
For the Oregon Health Plan.
Correct.
Yeah. And All Care is not the only one, correct? There are 13, is that right?
16 around the state.
Yeah. Coordinated care organization.
16 CCOs, yes.
So, and All Care, we're just happen to be lucky that we reside in a community where All Care is, because I've, as we talked about last night at the advisory council meeting, All Care very much believes in the community and the collective wisdom of the community. So that's really cool.
We do. And it's exciting to be a part of the work. And it's an honor, really, to be working here in Southern Oregon with this group that is so engaged.
Cool. And All Care is Jackson, Josephine, and Curry County, correct?
Correct. And a couple of zip codes in Southern Douglas.
Southern Douglas, yeah.
Yeah.
Cool. That's really awesome. And so there's an advisory council for all three counties, correct?
Yes. We have one in that meets in Medford, one in Grants Pass, and then the one in Brookings. And we are looking to do more outreach work to reach out into the more rural communities as well to engage the voice of consumers in those areas.
Absolutely. So if you're listening to this podcast and you live in the northern part of Curry and you'd like to get involved in the All Care Advisory Council in some way, I'm sure you could reach out to KCAW or myself, Scott Clapson, and we'd be happy to put you in touch with Kari at All Care, because we'd love some more participation from the more northern communities in Curry County, correct?
Absolutely.
Yes. Very cool. And so, Laura, your role is a little bit different because you're specifically with dental health integration, and some people might not know what that is and why that's important and how that's kind of innovative with the Oregon Health Plan.
Yes. So my role is dental integration, and All Care brought me on board just about 2 years ago with the CCO so we could make sure that dental health or oral health was just as important as mental health and physical health. So my position involves a lot of activity around making sure that the members have a dentist, have a dental plan, know who their dental plan is. And then I also work with our care coordination team if members have a difficult situation, and I help them resolve that and make sure they're getting the care that they need. And so really, I really try and integrate all the systems to work together. A lot of light has come to medical, but, you know, Senator Bates has a famous saying that says we need to make sure that even though the mouth is attached to the head is attached to the body, which is just as important as every other health system that we have.
Yeah, because they're all interconnected, right?
They are all interconnected.
Yeah, we're not separate mental health and dental health and physical health. they're all kind of in our same body, right? And they all interact. So,
they are. Yeah. And some people don't, you know, some people just don't realize that their oral health is so important. But I've seen some cases where people got pretty sick from abscess teeth. And so we just want to make sure that all the Oregon Health Plan members know that they have dental available to them.
And could you speak to that for a minute? Because I know that, like, sometimes previously, like, people that were on the Oregon Health Plan or couldn't have access to a dentist would end up in the emergency room, right? Which is maybe not the best place to go get a tooth situation fixed.
That is correct. So before the Affordable Care Act went into effect, people really only had standard, what we called standard benefits, which was only an emergency exam, an extraction, and x-ray, which really didn't do much to promote prevention. So now with the expansion of the dental benefits, people can have, members can have cleanings, examinations, they can get fillings. There's some services that require pre-authorization, but at least that's in place now. So members have the ability to get good oral health benefits and prevent future problems from arising.
Wow, that's really cool.
It's awesome, yes.
Yeah. And where, for those people maybe that don't know where the access here in Curry County, there's a collaboration with Advantage Dental, correct?
Yes. So in Curry County, there are two contracted dental care organizations. There's Advantage Dental, which has a staff clinic, what we call a staff clinic, in Brookings and in Gold Beach. And there's also a provider that takes ODS if members have ODS as their dental benefit. And they can see that provider here, his name is Dr. Hardesty, and he does take ODS insurance as well.
And what is ODS?
ODS is Oregon Dental Service.
Okay, great. Thank you. Just like in our community advisory council meetings, we like to define our acronyms here on KCIW for our listeners that might not know.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you. That's very, very important. And I've heard a lot of people say really good things about the way that they have gotten services at Advantage Dental. So
good. That's good to hear.
It's a really good, really good thing. So this thought of, like, we're whole people, not like individual people, and Oregon health care transformation might be a little bit confusing to some people. Would one or both of you like to address, like, what that looks like and what this whole de-siloing of the healthcare system is?
Sure, I'll comment on that. Coordination of services and benefits is really key to the coordinated care model and healthcare transformation in Oregon. And by integrating services, we mean addressing, you know, the whole person. Health matters, of course, including oral health, physical health, and mental health, and alcohol and drug services for our members. And that's really key to this whole model. And that could look like embedding services at various points so that there's no wrong place to receive the services. And that could be providing oral health services in the pediatric setting, or it could be providing oral health services to kids in the education setting. And so it's really looking from a bigger picture, more innovative standpoint as to how we can reach out to these, to our members and to the community to provide these services where they are, rather than having it happen in silos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really interesting to think about, like, this change in the way that we access healthcare. And a lot of people aren't used to that. Like, it's so, like, it was like before, like, oh, you're all of a sudden you're sick and you don't know what to do and you're going to get care for that. Whereas now it's more like, how can we keep these people healthier and well for longer, so it ends up costing less money because it's better, right, as you right. address, Laura, to mm-hmm. you know, address these things beforehand rather than just letting them get to the point where someone needs to go to the emergency room, which costs a lot of money.
It does. And I like to think, when you say healthcare transformation, I always like to think of it backwards, and that healthcare transformation is really the way that we are transforming healthcare. So I think transforming healthcare is really a good definition of healthcare mm-hmm. transformation. And the goal in oral health as well as physical health is we want to keep people out of the emergency room and save it for, you know, the really sick and injured people that need to come in there. There's some times where the emergency room might be appropriate for a dental abscess. I mean, if anyone out there has ever had a toothache, they know how painful it is. I've had one myself, and the last thing that you're thinking about at 2 o'clock in the morning when you have a toothache is grabbing your OHP card and calling your dentist. So there are times where it might be appropriate to visit the emergency room for dental, but if we can just engage our Oregon Health Plan members to find out who their provider is, and if we can help in any way with that, we're happy to do that so they can begin the real journey to getting good preventative care.
So you just used a word that I like, engage. It's really like a dialogue, right? It's when every time that I've called All Care, I find that there's people on the other end, not a recording that's trying to press one. If you want to talk to so-and-so, press two. It's like you get a person, right? You get a real person that's really interested in what's going on with you and who you want to talk to and wants to help. And that's a really big deal for those of us that haven't had access to healthcare before to actually be heard when we have a need. Could you talk to that, Kari, a little bit about this idea of engaging with members? Because we do a lot of that with the advisory council, right? And sort of meeting with them and talking with them about ideas and better ways to get out into the community and stuff?
We do. And the goal is to have engagement on multiple levels so that we are engaging more with members one-on-one and helping them figure out what the benefits are, how to access them, identify barriers to accessing services and receiving good quality care, and trying to help break down those barriers so that that no longer exists and the quality of service continues to improve. And then there's also engaging with the community at a larger level to have this conversation and dialogue around how we can improve services and the way healthcare is delivered in our communities. What the unique needs of the various communities are so that we can work together to address them in a collaborative way with community partners and share resources and ideas and so forth. So it's really a bigger conversation that is taking place now that really didn't happen at this level prior to healthcare transformation or the coordinated care model going into effect. So it's made a big difference in the way service is delivered.
Yeah, it sounds an awful lot like you're talking about the social determinants of health, right? Where we live, work, and play, and our communities matter, right? And the access to services, especially here in, maybe it's a little different in the Rogue Valley, where you all reside over in the Grants Pass Medford area. But over here, living on the coast, we're kind of far from things, and it's not so easy to just hop in your car and jet on over to Medford for everyone. And some people have a hard time because they don't have all of their needs, and where they live, work, and play maybe isn't meeting all of their needs. So it's really cool to have a coordinated care organization like All Care that takes interest in things like youth gardening and the community recreation center, and even knowing now that you all are becoming aware of, like, housing is an issue, right? If someone doesn't have housing, then that ultimately impacts their wellness experience, right? And so that's a big deal too. So,
exactly. Yeah. I agree. I think our ability to address social determinants of health has come about through different ways of funding healthcare. So the way the dollars flow is changing along with healthcare transformation so that we can now come in and support some of those non-medical matters that support health outcomes. So there's a lot of conversation and bridges being built with education, law enforcement, housing, youth development, food, and a lot of those what we call social determinants of health that really impact our health outcomes for our communities.
Yeah, the social determinants of health are a really important thing, and where we live, work, and play really does matter. It really does have an impact on our wellness. I am Scott Clapson here on KCIW. You are listening to Perspectives in Healthcare, and we are here today with Kari Swoboda and Laura McKean from All Care Health. They are a coordinated care organization that is based out of the Rogue Valley, and they serve Jackson, Josephine, Curry, and Southern Douglas counties. KCIW is a nonprofit. If you enjoy these programs on Perspectives in Healthcare or any of our other programs, we encourage you to invite your friends to listen and also consider making a donation to KCIW. You can find more at kcaw.org. So as we move into the second part of this podcast, I am really curious as to both of you personally, like why, right? We all choose to do the work that we do for a reason. Why is this work that you're doing important to both of you? Like what difference does it make? Like what excites you the most about what's happening with Oregon healthcare transformation and the advisory council or any aspect of your work?
Well, I think for the oral health perspective, I've been in dentistry my whole life, and I was excited to move out of the dental office and into this work. What excites me most about this work is after the Affordable Care Act went into effect, I explained earlier, members could have the benefits that everyone else that had commercial insurance possibly could have. And it wasn't just that we were taking care of these emergencies because we weren't accomplishing anything. And I'm very excited about the possibility of prevention, because that's what we need to work toward, is prevention. We need to prevent these abscesses, prevent these extractions. And now that people can get exams and cleanings, you know, and dentures possibly, I mean, I am just so excited that people will feel good about themselves. That's important. People that have no teeth, it's difficult to get to go for a job interview. It's difficult to have good self-esteem, and they are bringing back the denture benefit. The language is being finalized. So previously, the way the rule was with the state is the denture benefit was once every 10 years, and people that were edentulous, or that means that you don't have any teeth, they couldn't get a denture. And so now the rule is going to change so that people that are edentulous can have a denture made. And we really advocated strongly for that. I testified in front of the Ways and Means Committee for the state to bring back that benefit, because it's important for people, like I said, to have good self-esteem, to feel good about themselves. So I'm excited that the denture benefit is coming back. And I'll tell you, on January 2nd, my phone in my dental office was ringing off the hook, people saying, I have dental benefits now. I want to get a denture. And I would have to say, I'm sorry, that's not part of the package for the dental benefit. But now they're bringing it back, as I said. And I'm very excited. That just does my heart so good that will be available for people. That, and seeing the possible integration of dental into primary care services. There is a school-based health center up in Butte Falls that just added 2 dental chairs. And so in their school-based health center, they now have physical health, mental health services, dental services, and telehealth. So we're hoping to bring that model other places. We're looking at a space at the public health office in Josephine County to possibly integrate that. And we're also doing some work here with the Curry Community Health school-based health center here to deliver some dental services there. So we're really excited about that.
Cool. And you just said something that some of our listeners may not know. What is telehealth?
So telehealth is basically when you are receiving services through something like Skype or FaceTime. In the rural areas, there might not be a provider 5 days a week somewhere. And so if someone needs services, they can actually Skype with a provider and get the services that they need. And there's actually a dental pilot project up in Multnomah County that is doing teledentistry right now. And so they will see a hygienist and get their teeth cleaned. The hygienist will take the x-rays, and they will send the x-rays to the dentist via teledentistry, and the dentist can go on the Skype program or whatever program they're using and do a treatment plan and get the patient scheduled. So it's really fun to think about the possibilities with telehealth.
Sounds super innovative.
Yes.
It's really awesome. I'm smiling because just a second ago I was about to cry when you were sharing that about the dentures and things, and now this makes me smile, so that's good.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Yeah, it's wonderful news, and thank you for being such an advocate and going to testify before the Ways and Means Committee, because it's a really big deal that you're so passionate about this and helping people, and For those of our listeners that don't know, there's a really awesome video that Laura is in with an All Care client about what's happened to her and the smiles that have been brought back to her because of the stuff that's happened with her and her dental work that she needed. So
yes,
and it's really awesome.
Thank you, Scott. And that was really, to me, that was the true meaning of integration within our coordinated care organization, because we work the dental piece worked together with the physical health piece, and they worked together with the transportation piece, and all of us came together as a unit to help this member get the care that they needed. So it really was awesome. And every time I watch the video, I cry.
It made me cry too. And it's very touching, and it's cool to see the actual stories, right? Mm-hmm. Like, because yes. of my work on the advisory council, like, I've met people who have had needs and need to know how to access and things like that. And I've like talked to them about who they need to call and things. But it's nice to hear for other people maybe that don't know, some of these people that are being impacted in the way their lives are being changed.
Definitely. And, yeah. you know, there are some folks that don't, even today, they don't realize that they have dental benefits. Yeah. And anybody that's on the Oregon Health Plan has dental benefits. So it's important that we get out and we reach that level of engagement for these members. Because if we try and engage them in their health, they're going to want to be more engaged mm-hmm. in their health. So it's important that we get the word out.
Absolutely. So if you're listening and you know someone that's on the Oregon Health Plan and they need access dental benefits, they have dental benefits, for those of our listeners that might not know. So Kari.
Yes.
Why is this work important to you, and what does it mean to you?
Well, it's exciting for me to be a part of this work. I grew up in Southern Oregon, and I am now raising my children in Southern Oregon. And I think the work that we're all involved in is very important to the health of our kids, our families, our friends, the people we work with, and just to our community as a whole. And so to be a part of this positive change and to hopefully create a better situation for the next generation and beyond is really important to me. And I'm also very excited about being a part of the social determinants of health that we continue to talk about, and the community health improvement work, and engaging the voice of the community in transformation, because it's really key to the work that we're doing. And to be in a position to be able to learn about community needs and be able to connect the needs with resources is very rewarding. And to be able to be a part of some of the innovative projects and just some of the amazing work that's going on in our communities is really exciting.
Absolutely. Yeah, very cool. And I thank you as well for, I don't know how you keep track of all of us, because you have 3 advisory councils in 3 different counties that all look very different and are working on different projects. And I'm sure sometimes it must feel like a juggling act to keep track of what's going on and what's happening with who and which project was this again?
It is. It's a little bit of juggling, yeah. but it's exciting. And actually, there are a lot of commonalities between what's going on in one community to another. And in a lot of ways, it's neat to be a part of, you know, seeing what's successful in one area and trying to bring it over in some way, maybe modify it somewhat to be able to work in another community based mm-hmm. on the resources and the agencies and so forth involved in each area. But to do some sharing and crossover of successes and again, bridging, you know, the needs with the resources in the various areas is mm-hmm. is really exciting. So while it can be a juggling act, I think there's some benefit to working with the 3 councils to mm-hmm. be able to do some of that crossover.
Yeah. Well, because we've also gotten the opportunity to come together a couple of different times in the last 2 years and meet each other from the different councils and actually kind of see what the other groups are working on and know that we're not the only people in Southern Oregon that are thinking about these things. And it's been really cool to see that there's people just like us and Josephine and Jackson kind of talking about the same stuff. It may look a little different, but ultimately we're in the same region and we share a lot of the same situations that need addressing. So
exactly. I think it's really exciting. And also it's a big time of change for providers who are learning to kind of speak this new language of social determinants of health and integration of services and so forth. So it's moving them from their traditional way of providing service to, you know, looking at whole person health and how we can integrate these services to better meet the needs of patients and our communities. And we're actually having a board retreat coming up for our CCO board of directors at the end of this month. And the whole focus is going to be on social determinants of health and how it impacts health outcomes. So there's going to be a lot of discussion around housing and homelessness and youth development and, you know, food insecurity and all of those other things that really impact health. And so that's going to be very exciting. They're all very interested in it. It's just kind of a new way of approaching healthcare.
Mm-hmm. And two of the acronyms that we're most fond of in the Community Advisory Council are CHA and CHIP. Do you want to tell our listeners what those two acronyms mean and why they're important?
Sure. The CHA is CHA, Community Health Assessment, and the CHIP is the Community Health Improvement Plan. So when the CCOs came to life in 2012, the advisory councils and the CCO were charged with developing a community health needs assessment to identify those areas in our service area and in our communities where we need to do some improvement in the work that we're doing. And then the Community Health Improvement Plan took that data. We took that data and the issues identified in the assessments to then develop strategies for improving in those areas across our service area. So that's really helped shape our work and to give us some areas to focus on, particularly through the advisory councils and the work that we're doing in the individual communities.
Cool. And if someone was interested in serving on the advisory council, would they just contact AllCare? How would they go about doing
that?
Yes,
they could contact me directly.
Okay.
You can visit our website. The application and materials are there as well. But I'm happy to have a conversation with anybody who's interested about the work we're doing and direct them to more information or send it or just to have some dialogue about the work we're doing. It's also really exciting to have our community advisory councils. I know especially in Curry County, we've had our CAC members, community advisory council members, have been very active in recruiting and bringing people to engage with us too, which is really the best way to get people involved is through word of mouth to talk mm-hmm. about the work that you're doing here and invite people to be a part of it.
Yeah, we actually just welcomed a friend of mine last night, and that was really cool to walk into the room and see Kevin, and it was like, oh, hey, wow, that's really cool. Like, I didn't even know. So that was really awesome.
Great.
It's really awesome to see that there's so many people that want to be involved in this process. Yeah, it's very cool. So where do we go from here in Frontier Southern Oregon? Like, we're more than rural. Like, what's our biggest challenges and opportunities?
Challenges and opportunities. I think a challenge here in this area, particularly, we find challenges in recruitment. It's difficult sometimes to recruit providers to this area. I'm not quite sure why, because I would live here in a heartbeat if I was given the opportunity. But sometimes it is a little bit difficult. So I would say that might be one of our biggest challenges. I think that we have great community engagement here. The work that has been done this past year has been incredible. So I'm so proud of this Community Advisory Council and all the work they've done. Opportunities. I would love to see more work done in the oral health department here. The oral health field. We just recently formed a South Coast Oral Health Coalition, which I'm very excited about. And if anyone is interested in information about that, they can call me at AllCare. So we're bringing together some folks from Coos and Curry County to form an oral health coalition to try and improve access is a big thing that we're going to look at here in Curry County. I know, especially in Port Orford, there's no dental provider there at all. So we're just really going to focus on bringing the right people to this coalition. We want some movers and shakers. We also want some community to give us some input. But it's going to be important that we address the needs of the community. So it's not only going to focus on Oregon Health Plan members, but it's going to focus on all people and how we can help them get better dental care, even folks that don't have insurance. So that's both a challenge and an opportunity, and it's something that I'm really looking forward to moving forward with that. So I'm very excited.
Cool. That is very exciting.
Mm-hmm. I would just like to add that another area of challenge, I think, particularly in Curry County, is communications. And it seems that there is a wealth of resources here, and in a lot of cases, there's not a lot of knowledge about where those services are or how to access them. So to put some effort into helping share those resources and to provide kind of a center of communication so that the community can have that knowledge and have an understanding of what truly is available out there, it would be really helpful. And so we kind of strive to be a part of that to the extent that we can. But we find that in the work we're doing, I'm sure as you've noticed, Scott, through the advisory council work and so forth, that a lot of times these resources are out there and maybe they need a little additional support or they need more communication or just something else to make that available to more people. And so I think communication is a big issue. Transportation, just the sheer geography issue in Curry County is unique in our service area, just because from the, you know, Port Orford to Gold Beach and Gold Beach to Brookings, there's just a lot of distance between people and the resources. And so how to make the resources available in those communities or how to get people to the resources continues to be a challenge as well. So working with our transportation provider and some of the community partners to help improve that is kind of an ongoing effort too.
Many of those people too don't always live in town. They live out of town, which, you know, you could live in Brookings, but you actually live way up Carpenterville or way up the river, one of the rivers, or Agnes, or, you know, any number of places. So yeah, there's definitely distance and geographical challenges in Curry County.
There is. And I was thinking that, you know, we have some members even in Langlois and they have to come down to Gold Beach to get services. I mean, that's just crazy. And there's so many people that don't even know that they have transportation benefits. So getting the, like Kari says, getting the word out, getting the communication open so we can relay that information to people is important.
Yeah. Transportation benefits. Ready Rides, right?
Ready Ride. That is our transportation provider. Yes.
Yeah. With AllCare. They've contracted with AllCare. And so far, I've heard really good things. It's been about a year and a half or so that they've been going.
It has, and we've had really good results with them so far. They've really worked well with us in meeting unique needs, especially in Curry County, you know, to help with the innovation and the problem solving and really work with us. And they're really focused on providing the service that will impact health outcomes. So even if it's not directly to a medical appointment, but will impact health, they have that same vision. So that's been a success for us.
Cool. So, Kari, what do you think the biggest opportunity is?
Well, I think the opportunity in Southern Oregon, and again, I'll speak specifically to Curry County, is you're amongst a lot of people who care. So having that that community feeling and people are really invested in the community and want to see improvement here and to be a part of the change. And so I think the connections and the networks that you all have with one another and with others throughout the communities around Curry are really a key to the success here, to making change happen.
Relationship building, it's a big part of community organizing. I think it's
exactly,
the
and that's been a really huge piece of the advisory council work here as well is, you know, we really rely on all of you to be the eyes and ears and the ambassadors to be the voice of the community and to share with us, you know, where we need to engage and make that change. So it's really a unique role here in Curry.
Cool. Thank you. It's a privilege to be a part of it. As we come to the end of the podcast, do either of you ladies have anything that you would like to share maybe that we haven't covered?
I think I would just end by saying if anyone has any questions about oral health benefits, dental benefits, or just needs, if you're an Oregon Health Plan member, you could contact me. If you don't have Oregon Health Plan and you just possibly need some resources, feel free to contact me as well, and I will try and plug you in to maybe a community resource. We're looking into bringing the Medical Teams International van down here if we can get a sponsor, and they would take dental appointments for a day. They would do some dental work for folks at no cost to the person that has the work done. So we just realized that some services here in Curry aren't as available as other counties. So we'd like to work really hard to try and help make dental available down here. And I thank you for letting me come and share about dental. It's been wonderful.
Absolutely. Thank you, Laura.
I would like to encourage people to engage with us, to share with us, to talk to us, and to really help us keep the communication going and flowing. And as we make our way around to the various communities in Curry County to open up community forums to get input on various topics related to the work we're doing, I would really like to encourage people to attend, participate, tell us how we can do better, and to tell others. And so just, we really rely on word of mouth and your communications network down here. And so to help engage the community to come forward to us to share that voice would be really important.
Very cool. Yeah, I've noticed that. There's been a couple times, Kari, where I've gone to things and there's Kari Svoboda in the room. And I'm like, wow, this is really cool. I didn't even know you were going to be here. But it's so awesome to see that All Care cares enough to send someone, right, to represent. Just like you're asking people to participate, All Care is willing to participate as well, maybe in things that aren't put on by All Care, if that makes sense. And you're willing to engage. And I think that in turn encourages people to want to engage with reciprocity. And for our listeners that are listening, Kari and Laura mean that. I've learned that definitely with All Care, that they're very responsive and they are very interested. So I thank you both. Thank you, Laura. Thank you, Kari, for being here.
Thanks for having us. Thank you very much.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm Scott Clapson. You have been listening today to Perspectives in Healthcare. We've been talking with Laura McKean and Kari Svoboda from All Care Health. If you enjoy these programs on KCIW, we encourage you to consider donating and tell your friends about kciw.org. Thank you so much and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Curry Coast Community Radio, your community-supported radio station. If you like this program and want to hear more like it, consider becoming a founding member. For more information, go to our website, kciw.org.